In Islam, we have a saying that is tie your camel and then trust in God. In other words, handle business. Mm-hmm. First, secure what you're supposed to secure, do what you're supposed to do, and then trust in. You don't sit back and do nothing and say, oh, the Creator is going to
right.
make me, everything is built for me.
Right.
Right. That's around, right? Hit the light switch and they don't come on. we have to have our business, man. This is right. The first step but today. And I'm still trying to adjust to getting up at 4 o'clock for the early prayer.
Right.
And then shortly thereafter, right, not having anything to eat or drink.
Right.
Since 5:30. And I'm, man, look, I'm thirstier right than I feel like I'm thirstier than I've ever been.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm on a desert, but I noticed just, you know, that I've been doing this for many, many years, so I know what it does to you.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
And the good things, well, all the things are good, but some of them, right, they're not too comfortable.
Right.
Because, hey, I don't like being hungry, but I like feeling what people that don't have no food, like feeling a little bit of what they feel.
Exactly. Yeah. The connection.
I think that's something that all of us should connect to on some level. Even though, man, we eat a lot of food. And we should really be careful of that, because there are people, right, that just don't have food. They die of hunger.
Yeah.
So it really elevates your consciousness in terms of being able to connect with the value and the blessing of food and the turmoil in the life of those that are hungry.